This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
32 years they have been my advertiser. That's a long time friendship, and I thank them very much. Thank you, James. What a great sponsor to have. I did a quick search before we go to Steve Huddleston with the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. I did a quick search online for the A&M Fruit and Nut Conference because we had a typo in the material that I had. And if you will enter this exact search online, you can get the whole enchilada here. The search that I did was Texas Fruit and Nut Orchard Conference. And there's a PDF that has everything you need to know about it. And the online registration, all of the detail. That is Texas Fruit and Nut Orchard Conference. And I apologize that the phone number was, the number I gave was correct. There was another number that I wasn't sure about because it had a local area code for here. And they have the program schedule attached, although this was done a couple weeks ago and it says tentative, but I think they've nailed it down. Wow, it looks like a great conference. I'm scrolling down. That's cool. And good speakers, too. So, anyway, Texas Fruit and Nut Orchard Conference, primarily for commercial growers, but for serious homeowners as well. Let's go right now to Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve is going to be talking to us about some great things going on there. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil.
I'll bet the Botanic Garden is nice and moist now and doing well. The rain will help everything.
It was indeed.
And really getting dry.
Really, and this time of the year, too, with the cooler night temperatures, the annuals especially have just perked up and just look so beautiful. And that is certainly the case with a Joseph's coat that we have in the long bed. It's a variety called Brazilian Red Hot. It's an old Anthera.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, it is, and this is an altered anthera or a Joseph's coat that grows 12 to 18 inches tall, semi-trailing. The foliage is hot pink and purple, and it certainly adds drama to any landscape or container. The color intensifies in the fall. That's the case with all the altered antheras. But it's just beautiful behind a border of pink petunias. You cannot miss that when you come into the old entrance.
You know what, Steve, from the early part of, for first two-thirds of my career and the first little bit of your career, alternate antheras, Joseph's coats, were not very big players in landscaping. And boy, with this one and a couple of others, they've hit the big time, haven't they?
Mm-hmm, yes.
That's great. All right. You have a class coming up Tuesday. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, this Tuesday evening through TCU's Extended Education, we have a class at the Botanic Garden on outstanding plants for North Central Texas, taught by yours truly. This class will cover the best trees, shrubs, vines, and perennials for this area. It's a good precursor to the fall plant sale. People can learn which plants to buy at our fall plant sale, which is coming up. But anyway, for the class itself, people do need to pre-enroll, and they can do so on the garden's website under Workshops and Classes.
So that's fwbg.org.
Yes.
And then workshops and classes. Okay,
yes.
We'll give that again in a moment, folks.
Yes.
And speaking of the fall plant sale, what's that, almost 2 weeks away, 13 days from now?
Yes, but people need to mark their calendars.
Oh,
it is Saturday, October 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We will have lots of perennials, ornamental grasses, shrubs, vines, trees. Specialty plants this year at the sale will be citrus, figs, and pomegranates. We've got a nice selection of those ready to sell. But anyway, various plant societies will be at the sale selling their specialty plants as well. Let's see. We have a preview class on Tuesday, October 9, in the Garden Center at 7 p.m. People can come and learn which plants will be offered at the sale. And then for that class, you need to call Judy at 817-871-7682 to register. And then on Thursday, October 11, we have a pre-sale for members of the Botanical Society. And that pre-sale is from 5 to 7 p.m. And if you're not a member, people can buy a membership on site for as little as $40 at the pre-sale and then get a 10% discount on their purchases and avoid the big rush on Saturday the 13th.
Steve, I suspect the answer is no, but will the plant societies be there Thursday night?
Many of them will.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's way cool.
Yeah.
Because they have interesting stuff, too. I know it's a fundraiser for you guys, so I don't want to look past that too much. But it's just a great package deal, isn't it? Oh,
yes,
how
it
fun.
Is.
All right, so that's Thursday. Now, let's see. So we just show up Thursday and become members of the Fort Worth Botanic Society for as little as $40, and then a 10%
yes.
discount. So, like, if you buy $4,000 worth of plants, you're making money.
Exactly. Right.
All right. And then the class is Tuesday, October 9. And the reason you would want to come to that class, Steve, tell us one more time, then we'll give that phone number again.
Well, it's really an introduction to some of the more, the new and unusual plants that we'll be offering, so that people know what to look for when they get to the sale, at the pre-sale or the general sale on Saturday.
All right. And what is the registration fee for that particular class? We've had three classes we mentioned, or a couple. That one is...
$15, and that $15 will apply toward your purchases at the plant sale.
Perfect. And Judy can help you with those details.
Yes.
To register, call her at 817-871-7682. All of this is explained at fwbg.org, and that's a great website to go to for that and a lot more information. How will they find, where will the plant sale be?
It will be southwest of the Japanese Garden parking lot.
All right. So come into the Japanese Garden parking lot, or you'll be announcing the weekend parking and all of that at that time.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. 24-hour right. information, phone number.
Well, that number is 817-871-7686.
And how do they find you?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive, across from Trinity Park.
It's going to be a busy couple of weeks for you, my friend.
Yes, it will.
I will be thinking about you. Thank you, Steve.
Well, thank you.
All right, that report sponsored by Arborological Services. This is the company that leads the tree service industry. They are the people that we refer you to. If you ever hear me say, let us put you on hold, we'll give you a referral to a certified arborist, this will be the number that you will be given. Actually, there are a couple of numbers, one for the Dallas area, one for the Fort Worth area. These are the people that win the awards. In fact, they're one of their climbers, Miguel Pastanez, went to the International Tree Climbing Championship this year, representing the whole state of Texas. He had won the Texas Climbing Championship for the fifth time. They are the best in what they do. They just excel in everything. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, 12 certified arborists on this company. All they think about is trees. They have plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters among those certified arborists. These are college-degreed people. They have a laboratory on site to check on disease issues. They are the best for everything from routine tree management and maintenance to very complicated tree removal or tree saving or even consultation, damage assessment, and appraisal. They are serious about trees. Arborological Services. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter, at The Tree Experts, Arborological Services.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. And we're ready to get right back to those phone lines. Let's go to Pat in Grand Prairie. Pat, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
Question. We have Bermuda and St. Augustine in our lawn, and we want the St. Augustine to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, what height do we want to mow for the St. Augustine to take over the Bermuda?
All right. St. Augustine is the dominant of the two. It's the dominant of almost all grasses. It will encroach into any type of turf grass that we have. And so you have that going for you for starters. Normally, I recommend mowing Bermuda an inch and a quarter to an inch and a half, and that would be too short for St. Augustine. But most people don't mow their Bermuda that low. If you're mowing it 2 to 2.5 inches, that's perfect for the St. Augustine, and it will spread into the Bermuda. And if you want to hasten it up, if you can get some plugs out of your yard and replant them next spring, not now, into the all Bermuda areas, you can speed it along.
Okay.
But you can do it. It'll do it. All
okay,
right.
Thanks
for the call. Let me go to Andy in Hazlitt. Andy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
Well, Neil, we just purchased a home and it hasn't, and we've got two pets that like to dig, two dogs that like to dig in the yard, mm-hmm. and we've got an oleander, and we need to know, can that be dangerous to dogs, and if so, is it best just to remove it?
Well, let's see. Let me give you the best answer I can give you. I'm not a veterinarian, so I don't get those calls, you know, the panic calls from my dog ate this or that. Oleanders are poisonous. There's no question. They're poisonous to children. They're poisonous to other animals, I'm sure. I don't recall hearing much problem with dogs chewing on them. People tell me all the time about their dogs peeling the bark off silver maples and fruitless mulberry trees, but I don't. Dogs are smarter than humans. They tend not to eat things that are going to make them sick in most cases. But I don't have a right to tell you that it won't hurt your dogs. I don't think I've ever had a call from anybody who said, man, I lost my dog because of the oleanders. You might ask your veterinarian if they get many calls. You know, you have to position your question properly. If you say, are oleanders poisonous? Could they kill my dog? Then the answer has to be yes and yes. In your career of 30 years as a veterinarian, have you ever had a call about oleanders causing a problem? That would be a question that should go right along with the other one. So, how'd I do on my answer? Pretty sorry.
No.
Are you glad you invested 18 minutes of your life on that one?
No, that's fine. Yeah, what would you suggest that if we were going to replace it, what would you suggest we replace it with?
How tall and wide do you want your plant to be ultimately?
4 or 5 feet.
Well, oleanders, normally most of the oleanders get taller than that, although here in our area they freeze to the ground pretty frequently every few years. I would probably have... there are 5 or 6 shrubs that come to mind that would be 5 or 6 feet tall. Willow leaf holly could be kept at that height. It would try to get to 6 to 8 feet tall. Standard Nandina will get 4 to 5 feet tall. It might get a little rangy if you had very much of it. I have Umpqua Warrior Nandina, which gets 6 or 7 feet tall, and I love the plant, and it spreads. It does spread, and so you have all of the shorter stalks on the outside of the plant. Eleagnus would be great. The original glossy abelia would be great. Sea green juniper would get that high if it's in full sun. It has to have full sun. Italian jasmine, Jasminum humuli, is another shrub, one that you would have a dickens of a time finding that really ought to be grown a lot more commonly. I have it in my landscape and I love it, and it's 4 to 5 feet tall. So those are some good options. I'm not convinced you have to take the oleander out. There might be a way to put some kind of fencing around to keep the dogs away. I would do a little more homework before I took it out, I think.
Okay. Well,
all right.
We appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Thank you, Andy. All right, Tom in Waxahachie, a shade tree for a 2-story home. That's a good general purpose question. We'll have that in a minute. And then I have some open lines beyond Tom. Won't you give us a call now, please? 800-288-WBAP. Let's do that numerically. It's 800-288-9227. Good time to call. We'll give you another phone number in just a moment, and that will be to my magazine office. Each year during the summer, I spend a lot of time getting my next year's gardening calendar ready. This is the 30th year that I have produced a Texas gardening calendar. This calendar has about 3 times as much information as the first one did, maybe 4 times as much, because I really want to be able to say to you, it tells you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants that you're trying to grow in your landscape and garden. It's in a fairly fine font, a small font. I think it's 11-point font or less at the bottom of the page. It may be less than that. And you don't have to have a magnifying glass, but you certainly have to have your glasses on to read it, because I want to get all that information in there for you, and yet I want it to be a beautiful wall calendar. It's going to be as pretty as the calendars that you see in the bookstores, but we don't sell it in the bookstores. We sell it through this offer through my magazine office. Now, the price is about to go up. When we go to press with the calendar, the price that I'm about to quote to you will be raised, and it will never come back to this price again. You get the calendar at a 38% savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. We've been publishing our magazine for 27 years. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. The region we serve is Texas, and that designation's been given by others outside our operation. This is not a self-declared a statement. So that's our magazine, a full year of the magazine, your copy of the calendar when it prints, and 10,000 words, 50 to 60,000 characters of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Satisfaction guaranteed for $36.95 and a $3 box and postage charge for the calendar. $36.95, price goes up when we print. Call before it goes up. It will never come back to $36.95 again. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Wouldn't it be relaxing to add a water feature to your garden? At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds and aquatic plants. You can enjoy the sound of running water in your own backyard. Let Creative Water Gardens help you create your own private oasis. For more information, visit creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
All right, I want to tell you about Smith Thompson Home Security once again and tell you how pleased I am to have them as a sponsor. In fact, one of my relatives called me. I still need to get permission to identify the family, but one of my relatives called and said, well, we are just about up on a two-year obligation with, and then you insert the name of the big company that advertises everywhere and they're national. And she said, it's been costing us a lot, and we're about to consider giving up our phone number we've had for all those years. And I said, you know what? I just took on a brand new sponsor. This is about 4 months ago. Smith Thompson Home Security. Why don't you call them? I get the greatest note back saying, man, we are saving more than $50 a month by going to Smith Thompson. And yet, let me tell you, there are tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of happy customers at Smith Thompson Home Security. This is not a new company. They've been around a long time, and they're just great. Now, keep the operative number of $16.95 per month, $16.95 per month, and add into that no lengthy contract, local service with 24-hour operators, the ability to convert your existing system, and the ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring, and that's how you give up that local phone number, and still, all of that, just $16.95 a month. Is that a deal? Yes is the answer. Thank you for coming up with your answer. 800-411-9473. That's 1-800-411-WIRELESS. 1-800-411-9473. SmithThompson.com. It's Smith Thompson Home Security.
Drive to Twin Oaks Nursery and enjoy the beauty of fall. From colorful mums, ornamental peppers, to pumpkins, hay bales, corn stalks, and all the extras to create that special fall look. Now is the perfect time to plant, and Twin Oaks Nursery is fully stocked with fresh fruit trees, beautiful shrubs, and trees. Join them for their huge annual shrub sale in September. Visit Twin Oaks Nursery, just 30 miles north of McKinney off Highway 75 in Denison, Texas. Their expert staff will be happy to assist you. Visit their website at twinoaksonline.com for more information.
You might be thinking about replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-type shutters, and if so, then Sunburst Shutters is the place to call. Sunburst Shutters uses engineered wood substitute called polywood, designed specifically for shutter applications. It is their proprietary material. We have Sunburst Shutters at our home. I have a very happy wife, because she loves the Sunburst Shutters. Let me tell you about these. First of all, they are plantation style, so they're the bigger louvers. That puts you into the 21st century. Took us out of 1980s, what it did at our home. And they are 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5 inch louver size. You get up to those larger louver sizes, even at 2.5 inches. The larger the louvers, the fewer the lines you have in your window when you open them up, so you see straight out into your landscape. That's cool. And when you shut the shutters, you have energy conservation that is better than any shutter out there in the market. Now, these are made of polywood, so they are not real wood. They look like real wood from 15 inches away. They're white or off-white. They don't crack or warp or split or peel. They are measured to each opening in your home. They're great. That's all there is to it. They're in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco, and here in the Metroplex. Call for a free estimate. They'll bring samples to your home, or they'll give you directions to their showroom. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. If you're timid just to pick up the phone and call, then go to the website, sunburstshutters.com. You can see what it's all about. Sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
All right, Fred, thank you very, very much. And we are ready to go back to our phone lines. Let's go to Tom, who is in Waxahachie. Tom, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Oh, fantastic. You know, I have a two-story house, and it faces south and west. So in the afternoon, the sun really bakes outside the house. So we're looking to put some sort of a shade tree in there. And I was wondering what kind you would recommend.
All right. And how much horizontal room do you have? Is there any encumbrance, for example, with between the house and the driveway, or between the house and the... It's not a zero lot line house or anything of that sort, right?
No, this would be in the backyard.
Okay.
It's about I guess you'd call it a half acre site.
Oh, perfect.
Everything in the front is, you know, the driveway and the garage and all that stuff. And there's a backyard, just a big open.
Big backyard. I'm good now. That's what I needed to hear. When you start talking in acreages, then even half acreages, that's a good sign. The seven best large shade trees for north central Texas, Ellis County included, would include four oaks and three non-oaks. The list I'm about to give you will include six native plants and one that's not native in our area. It may not be native right in your neighborhood, but it's native to the soil types that you have. The four oaks that I would recommend are live oak. And, of course, it's evergreen, and it is the shortest of the trees that I'll recommend because they are more spreading than they are tall. But live oak, then Schumard red oak, which may be my favorite of all, and they're native within a mile of your house somewhere. Chinkapin oak and burr oak, and I've seen both of those growing in parks in Waxahachie. So chinkapin oak and burr oak, and then the non-oaks would be cedar elm. That's the one elm I'd recommend. And also pecans, large pecan trees are wonderful. And the variety caddo would be the best if you really do want to have pecan production. It's the one that is better adapted in the more humid areas east of I-35. And then I realize you're a mile east of I-35, so give me a little break on that one. But and then the non-native tree that I'd recommend to you is Chinese pistachio. So those seven are the best seven. Anything below that, I would score down for one reason or another. One that almost makes the cut is Southern Magnolia, the standard Southern Magnolia. It gets very large and is well adapted, but it's very slow growing. These others are moderate growers, and magnolias don't do as well if you have really shallow, rocky soil, and there are parts of Waxahachie that don't have much soil.
And which would you say would be the tallest out of those, Neil?
All of them are, pecans are the largest, there's no question. A big pecan tree is going to be bigger than a big Schumard red oak, but they're almost the same, I'd say. And you know what? The Texas Tree Climbing Championship that I went to a couple of years ago was a burr oak tree in a park in Plano, and that thing was bigger than any pecan tree I have on my property, and I have some large ones. So they all get 50 to 60 feet tall and wide. Live oaks get 40 feet tall and spread 60 or 70 feet wide. The rest of those are going to be lollipop shaped trees, and they'll be 50 to 60 or 70 feet tall, but it's going to take them 40 years to get there.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's you're talking about a huge tree. I mean, the other option would be to plant a fast-growing shade tree, for example, a cottonwood or a fruitless mulberry, and 40 years from now it'll be dead. So you can have your choice.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
okay.
They have short life expectancies. So I better run, but that'll get you started. Dan
Thank
in Fort
you,
Worth.
Appreciate your help today.
You bet. Dan in Fort Worth has it. You know what? I don't want to do it because I'm already late on the break. But Dan, I'm going to help you. Has a question asking about my Star Telegram column and what tree that is, and I need to ask him something back. So we'll do that in just a moment. Don't let annoying insects ruin your outdoor fun this year. You can fight back with Ortho's 1-2 Punch. One. Use Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer to create an insect barrier to kill the insects inside and keep the insects outside. It protects against ants, roaches, and spiders for up to 12 months indoors on non-porous surfaces, including black widow and brown recluse. Satisfaction is guaranteed. I've used this recently, and it does a wonderful job. Pick up the new Ortho Home Defense Max bottle with the Comfort Wand, a revolutionary battery-powered applicator. It's the easy way to spray. No more trigger, no more pull and spray. Step 2. Apply Ortho Bug Be Gone Max to your lawn and garden at the first sign of insect activity or damage. It's easy to apply. It's fast-acting. It'll take care of more than 100 listed outdoor insects for up to 3 months. Get the powerful 1-2 punch of Home Defense Max and Bug Be Gone Max, both from Ortho. Defend what's yours. Read all product labels and follow their directions. Ortho Bug Be Gone Max, Ortho Home Defense Max, from ortho.com.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I'm very pleased to welcome to the air in a live ad format, AgPower, the John Deere dealership at 3501 North Central Expressway in McKinney. This is about half a mile north of US 380 University Drive in McKinney on the west side of 75. AgPower is a John Deere dealer since 1972 in McKinney on the North Central Expressway between Wilmoth and Bloomdale Roads. AgPower sells John Deere, Steel, and Honda brands, including John Deere lawn and garden equipment, including commercial grade equipment. Oh my, yes, they have everything there. This is an incredible dealership. Steel power equipment from residential grade line trimmers, edgers, hedge trimmers, and a lot more, used by commercial landscapers and arborists and home gardeners as well. Did I say they have everything? Honda power equipment, mowers capable of mulching and bagging leaves and grass, generators, pumps from Honda. They have it all. And they service what they sell. They have a certified service department with service technicians on staff to help keep your equipment running like new. Take advantage of their ready-to-mow service. Ready-to-mow is a mobile service fleet for all types of equipment. The service is done at the customer's location, eliminating the need to transport equipment to the dealership for service or repairs. These people get the equipment ready for you. They show you how it works. They are there to repair it. They are there to come to you. Have you ever tried to drag a riding mower into the back of a trailer when it wouldn't start, or a pickup? Ah, they come to you. They're at the State Fair. Visit their booth, special end-of-season pricing on a wide variety of equipment, and visit that half-acre showroom and 8 acres of equipment at 3501 North Central Expressway in McKinney. You want some John Deere toys? They have an area on their sales floor as big as my house. It's wonderful. Joseph the grandson has benefited mightily. AgPower, John Deere, 3501 North Central in McKinney, ag-power.com. Time to check in with WBAP's 24/7 newsroom and my buddy, Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News time now is 9:34. We've got light rain, 64 degrees. One of the replacement NFL referees speaks out about his experience. We'll get details right after we check the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Calling for mostly cloudy skies with lingering showers this morning, a high of 76, clear and 59 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, the high 82. And for your Tuesday, sunny, 84, another cool down maybe, heading our way this coming weekend. And now, a check of WBAP's 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
Westbound 635 LBJ Freeway between Hillcrest and Preston reduced to one lane with construction. So far, no major problems reported in Fort Worth or the Mid-Cities. And this report brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Presidential candidates keeping a low profile this weekend as they busy themselves preparing for a very important debate on Wednesday. Some see it as a possible turning point in the race, with the president trying to revive the passion and excitement of 08, while Mitt Romney said to be looking for a strong reboot after a tough September. One of the replacement referees on the field for the controversial Packers-Seahawks game this last week, you know, the one that, you know, basically brought the referee lockout to an end, according to some. Well, he's speaking out. Mike Peake says while he and other referees have been widely criticized, they did perform a valuable service.
We did what we had to do. We kept the league afloat for during the preseason and during the first few weeks of the regular season.
Now, Peake, not one of the two referees that made the widely disputed touchdown call Monday night, but he was part of the crew. And the earth under an area west of Dallas trembled from a 3.4 magnitude earthquake and a 3.1 magnitude aftershock overnight. U.S. Geological Survey says the quake lasted several seconds, no damage or injuries reported. Looking for a high today of 76, it is 64 degrees with light rain. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening continues next on WBAP.
It does indeed. Thank you, Jerry. North Haven Gardens. They have transplants of broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, spinach, Swiss chard, and much more to get your fall garden at peak perfection. They'll give you tips on how to protect them when the first cold comes through, and they have all of the material that you might need to cover. North Haven Gardens has your favorite cool season herbs, cilantro, dill, and parsley. Plant today in your herb or vegetable garden, garlic and shallot bulbs to enjoy your own homegrown flavor. Select 6-inch edibles are 2-for-1, regular $6.99 each. And that's a great deal for you. If this is your first time growing edibles, or if you just need a brush up on your education, come to North Haven Gardens Edible Festival on October 6, 7. All the classes are free. They're taught by expert staff at North Haven. On Saturday, October 6, backyard chicken sale and a Q&A, 11 to 1. At 11 o'clock, pop-up class, culinary herb tour. 1 o'clock, growing cool season vegetables. 2:30, growing fruit trees for a successful harvest. On Sunday, next Sunday, 1 o'clock, grow cool season herbs. 1:30, a pop-up class, planting garlic. And 2 o'clock, grow berries and grapes. Contact them or go to nhg.com for more information on the classes. nhg.com, that stands for, let's say it, class, North Haven Gardens. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway, where they have been since 1951. They are just incredible. 214-363-5316. Open 7 days a week, and they're undercover. That's North Haven Gardens, 7700 North Haven Road.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Advanced Foundation Repair leads their industry. They show the way. I am so pleased to have the chance to tell you, as I have for 17 years, about this pioneering company. They were the first company ever to give a warranty for their work that was good for the lifetime of the house. As long as it's a house, the warranty's in effect. Transferable from owner to owner to owner and backed by cash in the Texas Foundation Warranty Trust. That's good. That's really, really good. Well done, Advanced Foundation Repair. They also, on the technical side, and I, you know, 17 years I've done ads for them, and I still am dumb as a stump when it comes to what they do and how they do it. I just know that they have patents on their processes, and I know that they do it better than anybody. I have had so many nice comments over those years. And I'll tell you another thing. One of the comments that I've had several times, the comment has come in saying, I contacted three companies to get competitive bids, and your sponsor was the most affordable by far. And other people will tell me, I got estimates from several companies, and your sponsor was the only one who told me, you don't have a foundation problem. Now, how nice is that? And so that's Advanced Foundation Repair. That's why you want to call them. Here is a phone number you'll have a hard time getting out of your mind. It kind of rattles around in there because it's just rhythmic. You know the area code 214. That part's easy. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair on the web, foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We are proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Well, Fred, fate just brought us together at this point in time right here today. All right, let's back to the phone lines. Let's go to Dan in Fort Worth. Dan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Got a lot of static on your phone line. How can I help?
Well, I was reading your article in the paper yesterday, Saturday, and there is a picture in the paper of a large, varied color, pink flowered, it appears to me to be a tree. What is that?
All right. I'm looking at my laptop right now and all of the photos that go with the story, and tell me something more about what else is around it.
Okay, there is, it's a single picture, and it's at the very beginning of the article.
Well, but I don't have the article. I just have my file that I sent to the Star-Telegram.
Okay,
I don't have the paper.
The tree, it appears to be a tree, but it's large clumps of pink and light pink and dark.
All right, let me look at one that may be what you're talking about, and beyond that, then I sent them 9 photos to go with that story, so I don't know which one they used. And
underneath the tree, looking under the tree, you see an arbor, a wood frame white arbor with a porch. It looks like it might, well, it might be the front yard. I was thinking it might be the backyard.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm not going to go through all 9 of my photos and open them all up here. I have a couple of crepe myrtle photos I sent. I have a large pecan tree at my front door. I don't know if they use that photo or not. I have a Chinese pistachio with mulch. Is there a caption to the photo? And then I'm going to have to go at that point because I'm not going to be able to help you. Is there a caption?
Yeah, the caption just says soil preparation is key for plants to succeed. Obviously, with this many flowers on it, it wouldn't be a...
You know, they may have pulled it. They may have... Well, I understand that. They may have pulled a photo out of their files. I don't have the column. I can't help you. I don't know. I'll see if, during the newscast, I'll see if I can pull it up online, and perhaps I can get some help. Anybody who is listening that would like to call the program right now and just give Michelle that heads up of what it might be, I'd be grateful. I'll leave this file open. I work off my laptop, so I'm right here. And thank you, Dan. We'll try to find out for you. The phone number, folks, if you'd like to help Neil on that one or if you just would like to call, is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. That was an unusual question, and I don't, you know, once I turn my column over to them. I was actually in Ohio last week when that was all being done. So let's go to JB in Pottsboro. JB, this is Neil. I hope I can do better on this one. I'm not sure. We'll give it a try.
I'm sure you can. I need help on identification. I live up here on Lake Texoma, and I've been noticing these beautiful, and I would say they was hibiscus, maybe native or hardy, but anyway, what to do? They grow in solid rock with just a speckle of dirt. I mean, they're tough, and they growed all winter, all summer long in the heat and never faded. They grow like in a clump, like an upside-down umbrella. They're about 3.5 to 4 foot tall. The stems they grow on are probably 3/4 to 1 inch at the base and go taper down to about tall.
What do the flowers look like?
Okay, there are 3-inch hibiscus-looking flower. They're all white. They grow, and those stems, I was going to tell you, are reddish purple. and they're big. The other thing is, Neil, I've got hibiscus at the house. So I went out there the other day, and I pulled the seed pods off. They're the identical seed pods. They just don't have, I mean, they'll have all white flowers, and each bush probably has 30 on it.
Let me get to the top of the hour when I have a little bit of a break, and I will do a search for, I'm going to be looking for swamp mallows, white swamp mallow, M-A-L-L-O-W, see which one. There are a lot of hardy hibiscus species. Most of them are going to be in the genus hibiscus, so that's going to be a head start for us, but I'll see what I can find. And
I pulled me a bunch of seeds.
I would also I would also go to the National Wildflower Research Center website and do a search there. That's Lady Bird Johnson's center in Austin, and they tend to have all of that. But let me see what I can find at the top of the hour.
Okay, you won't.
I'll put it on the air right after.
I'm listening to you in the garage right now.
Yes, I will. I will do that, and Jimmy Turner will be on with me right after the top of the hour. Jimmy may have a clue as well. We'll give him a heads up on it.
Okay. Well, I know it's a member of the hibiscus family.
I will try to help. I will try to help. Thank you so much. Bye bye. All right, I'm going to take my last break, and then we'll come to Patrick in Roanoke with a troubled Japanese maple, Sarah and McKinney, spider lilies, and Mark, another Japanese maple, a question about overwintering in containers. And we have other things in store for you, so let's see what we have. I want to invite you right now to, I'm going to convert this from a landscape school ad, although we would love to have you sign up for our landscape school, which is coming up in late January, and you can find all that information at neilsperry.com for the 2013 Home Landscape School. I'll tell you about it next hour as well. I want to convert this ad into my garden calendar, because I want to make sure that you hear the message that your time is running out to get the early pre-production price on the calendar. We're about to commit to a press count, and so it's kind of calling all orders right now so that you can get the lowest price ever on the calendar, the same price we've had for several years. The calendar and a full year of our magazine, all the information that comes with the calendar, just $36.95. It's going to be a beautiful calendar that looks like the calendars you find in the bookstores and the stationery shops, but it will not be in the bookstores. You won't see it there. You have to order it this way, but I'll guarantee your satisfaction or we'll refund every penny. The calendar will have more than 10,000 words telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune, fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Many people tell me it's the most useful thing that I put out each year for them. Now that's the calendar, and you get it at a 38% savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States, our authors are all from Texas, always have been, always will be. 27 years we've done the magazine. You get a one-year new or renewal to the magazine, your copy of the calendar, and all of that information for $36.95 and $3 for the box and postage on the calendar. $36.95. Call before the price goes up. Satisfaction is guaranteed. You must call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
Rubles Plants is where Dallas goes for plants, and Rubles is ready for fall. Now that the main farmer's market store is updated, they're loaded up with beautiful mums that are heavily budded and bigger than any other in the state. They've also brought in semi-loads of pumpkins, gourds, croutons, hay bales, and tons of other fall decorations. Their pumpkin yard is spectacular. It's still just a little too hot for pansies, so don't jump the gun. Locally grown pansy flats from their farm in Dallas will be ready the week of October 7th. Next Saturday, October 6th, Rubles will have free hot dogs at the farmer's market location from 11:30 to 1:30. Don't forget, Rubel's wonderful gift store at the Farmer's Market, where they have lots of new fall decorations for your home or garden. Open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the year. Farmer's Market, 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas, 214-744-9100. Lakewood, 7219 East Grand, 214-324-4800. And Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue, 469-248-2796. Go to rubels.com for specials, events, and announcements. That's RUIBALS.com. Rubel's Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
Black cow, the machine. but you're manure, Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
All right. You know, I was doing a little search on the hardy hibiscus double white flowering, and I almost said Confederate rose. The photos that I have taken of Confederate rose are pink, but the photos that I'm looking at in Dave's garden are more white than pink. So I don't know. Maybe that's what he's seeing. I would think he'd say something about pink in it. I'm still trying. You've heard me talk about Dalworth Clean for more than 30 years and how I admire the Dalworth Clean business plan and all their great hard work. Well, Dalworth can now help you create a healthier and cleaner living environment for you and for your family, starting beneath your home. Dalworth Restoration Services is proud to introduce and announce Dalworth Crawl Space. Homes that have dirt crawl spaces cost more to heat and cool. You can have structural damage because of the dirt crawl space. You could even be affected. Your health could be affected by the dirt crawl space. I don't use the word dirt very often, but in this case, it applies. Dalworth Crawl Space has a solution to a dirty crawl space or basement. Clean Space encapsulation system. A Clean Space liner is used to isolate the home from the earth completely and permanently. Similar to a pool liner, it's seven layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. The liner will be installed and sealed along the walls and the flooring. It's also sealed around other objects such as pipes and columns and piers. Now, if you'd like more information, you can go to dalworthrestoration.com. There's a lot of information there. Dalworth Restoration. Might add that anytime you have any kind of water or smoke damage in your home, those folks know what to do. They're so good. Dalworth Crawl Space is a part of Dalworth Restoration. DalworthRestoration.com, 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433. Dalworth Crawl Space, DalworthRestoration.com. All right, let's go back to our phone lines now. We're going to Patrick in Roanoke. Patrick, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I've got a quick question for you. Well, it's maybe it's a quick question. I worked out of the country for a little bit this past summer, and I have a new maple, a Japanese red maple. I think it's a blood good that I planted. And I come back from out of the country. It's been about a month since I'd looked at it. Found some small black ants on it, on the base. When I got back, they'd done a pretty good amount of damage around the base of the tree, eat up all the bark, and I sprayed them down with the insecticide, got rid of them. But at the same time, I noticed that the leaves were crispy brown. Also, my Drummond's maple, which is also was a brand new planted tree this past early summer. Both of them were just burned up, I guess, from the sun. Now I have a sprinkler system that goes off for 20 minutes every other day or something like that. So it was getting plenty of water, but I don't know what happened to.
All right, let me sort through this a little bit at a time. First of all, ants traditionally do not do that kind of girdling damage.
Okay.
If an ant were going to attack a plant, they're not beavers. They don't go right at ground line. And so I really think that there's a good possibility that there's something else involved there in the answer, probably innocent bystanders, now the late innocent bystanders. As far as the Japanese maple, how much sunlight has it been getting?
It's out in the middle of the yard. It's not getting full sun because of the development.
Let me put it this way. I have probably 30 Japanese maples in my landscape. We live in the country. I have a little more space than I would have if I were in the city. 30 Japanese maples, and there's not one of them that gets a minute of sunlight. They're all in the shade. Now, in the winter, they do, but they don't have leaves either. Japanese maples in our area scorch badly when they get much sunlight at all, so that may be a big part of the problem. Drummond red maple, that's not an issue. They're made to grow in the sun. If it's getting scorch and leaf burn, then that really points toward moisture stress. I'm going to tell you that if I told you, Patrick, that I was going to let you have a drink of water every 7 hours or every 4 hours, pick a frequency, whatever you want, and that was going to be the case day after day after day, you'd say, well, there's some days I'm going to be mowing the yard. I need more water than that. And what about when I'm sleeping? Do I have to wake up? And so setting a sprinkler system to run 20 minutes every other day or every other anything does not make good sense. I don't mean to turn it into a Sunday morning sermon and say that you're a sinner. I'm not trying to do that to you. I came down kind of heavy, and I apologize. The reason being, until now, we haven't had much option, but there's a new line of controllers available from several different manufacturers. They're called smart controllers, they are measuring the evaporation and transpiration. They're called ET controllers, evaporation, transpiration controllers. They monitor the soil, the type of plant. You program them for all of this, and they're not foolproof, but they're a heck of a lot better than 20 minutes every other anything. They have saved. I have three of them, one at my office and two at my house, for our sprinkler systems, and they have probably saved me, I'll bet $1,000 a year just on water, and that was more than they cost to have installed. So I really would recommend that you look into the smart controllers. I think your tree probably got too dry at some point. The maple.
Wow.
That's usually what happens.
Both maples.
I know they're both maples, but I think the blood good probably scorched because of the sun. It may have gotten dry too, but it's going to scorch in the sun. I have of the 30 Japanese maples, I have probably 25 of them are blood good. It's my wife's favorite tree. She never goes outside. I think, well, I'll give her something to look at, and so I just buy more of them. It's just an obsession. It's 45 years of marriage do that to you, you know.
Yeah. Well, what about the base of the tree? What would be chewing on the base of the tree?
It could be rodents. That's the most common thing. It could be mice or even rabbits. It could also be rats. It could be squirrels. It might be trimmer damage. Those are the possibilities.
Okay. What do you think the chances are of this tree coming back? Because it's crispy brown. Although
I hope it will. You hear the music. I'm out of time. But yeah. I hope it will come back for you. If it does, I hope it comes back from above the bud union. That way you'll still have blood good. Otherwise, you're going to have a root sprout that will just be Japanese maple. I got to run. Time will tell on that. We'll be back.